Today you've joined hundreds of established and emerging writers who are discovering ways to reach their writing goals and have fun by being more curious, creative, and productive. You're listening to Ann Croker, Writing Coach. This is episode 128, Write in the Middle of the Holidays. Here in the U.S., Thanksgiving kind of kicks things off with gatherings and feasts and shopping and decorating. Over the weekend, lights are going to blink on in the neighborhood yards and Bing Crosby will croon Christmas tunes from the stereo most nights. It's hard to know how much writing we can actually produce in the middle of the holidays. Do we write or take a break? If we write, how much and how often? If we take a break, for how long? During Christmas break, my husband usually arranges for time off work between Christmas and New Year's Day so he can coordinate with the kids' break from school. When the children were little, I'd keep work hours to a minimum or put my writing and editing on pause during that time to rest and focus on family. We avoided ambitious plans and stayed low-key. We'd sleep in, work on a big puzzle, and watch movies. But in more recent years, I've been known to keep work hours during the holidays, finishing up a long project during the break, because the kids sleep in and the house is quiet. In fact, one year we decided to travel to visit family during that break. We left town the day after Christmas, and on the long drive south, I spent hours poring over a client's book manuscript to offer developmental input. I remember phoning my client about the project, chatting about various chapters while looking out the windshield of our RV, wipers swishing away the rain. After days of balancing my MacBook on my lap, making notes and recommendations, shooting emails back and forth, reviewing changes, finalizing chapters, the author and I celebrated. We met the deadline because I worked on my break. So I've done both. I've written and I've not written during the holidays. And when I grapple with how to handle my writing during the holidays, or when I consider totally unplugging, I think through my family's expectations and needs, as well as my deadlines and work responsibilities in light of the overall plans. And that can change from year to year. For example, will I be hosting Thanksgiving for just my immediate family? Will others join us? Or will we be invited to someone else's house for the day? During Christmas break, have the kids made a lot of plans with friends, or will they be relaxing at home? Do I feel a more urgent need to take a significant break myself, or could I write for small stretches when others are occupied? You may have other traditions or events to celebrate with a different set of expectations for participation. Each writer has to take into account his own personality, traditions, and obligations when deciding how much to work or whether to work at all during the holidays. Consider your writing deadlines. Do you have something due before the end of the year or in early January, like my client did that one year? You might have to squeeze in a few minutes most days or a chunk of time on a couple of days. If you're flexible, however, without any hard deadlines, you might have the option of a longer break. For a lot of writers, projects feel less like work and more like play. If that's you, taking time to write in the middle of the holidays might not even feel like work. Instead, your writing might offer a healthy mental and emotional break. What kinds of non-writing tasks related to your writing could you tackle? While everyone else is watching football, maybe you could grab a notebook and brainstorm ideas for an upcoming assignment or generate an outline. Or what about creating a detailed to-do list, breaking a major project into smaller, actionable steps? Could that be done in the midst of the holidays without distracting you too much or disrupting the fun? Have you established a writing routine? Given the momentum you may have gained from that discipline, think about how you might continue with that sort of automation during the holidays, as well as how you might deal with the consequences of suspending it. Do you write in addition to a full-time job? You might use some of your vacation to write, taking advantage of time off your primary work to kickstart a project. How responsible are you for hosting or contributing to various events over the holidays? If you're the main cook for the Thanksgiving meal or the mastermind behind Christmas traditions, you may have to limit the time you slip away to write. If you're a guest for a few days, you might wake up earlier or stay up later than others or find a little place to retreat to for a 30-minute break so you can stay on track with your word count goals. The host might even appreciate a little break while you're gone. Your stress level heading into the holiday season may also affect your decision to squeeze in some writing or not. You might need an extended break to regain energy and vision, even if you technically have free time when you could pull out your laptop and work on a project. Your personality type often impacts social needs, especially if you're an introvert. So if you need to escape big gatherings for a short time, you may want a reason to take a break, and hiding out in the basement or a nearby coffee shop for an hour to write is a perfect excuse. On the other hand, whether you're an introvert or not, if you've been waiting all year to see extended family, you may want and need to set everything aside to make the most of that time together. Sometimes a writer mom or a writer dad with young children can escape to write for a few hours during the holiday break because more babysitters are available. The extended family, visiting friends, and teenagers on break from school might love to play with your kids so that you can write. A while back, Darren Rouse of ProBlogger offered 20 quick tips on writing great blog posts, and number 14 was get a life. Maybe during the holidays, you'll decide to step away from the keyboard and gain some real life interaction. Create some memories. Collect material to write about simply by living a little. You may not have your fingers on the keyboard during that time, but consider the in-person conversation research for your next novel or memoir. Once you've thought through your situation for this particular year, you've got three major options with plenty of variation within them. Option number one is stop everything. Put the writing away, press pause, take a break. Get outside, play with the kids, rest. Option two is to modify your existing writing plan to accommodate your situation, lowering word count goals or adapting your normal two-hour writing time to 30 minutes, that kind of thing. You can still have plenty of time to rest and play. Option three, you may have more writing time available than normal during a holiday break. If so, take advantage of this opportunity and knock out more than you would during your everyday obligations and distractions. So, will you write or not write in the middle of the holidays? Or will you do a little of both? Take time now to decide which option is going to work best for your holiday season, prioritizing what you feel is most important this particular year. Then decide and plan ahead what your writing will look like, knowing that you'll face some schedule surprises along the way. Regardless of how much or how little you write during the holidays, make sure you find some time to enjoy yourself. Have some fun. It'll make life and your writing richer. I'm Ann Croker, cheering you on as a writing coach in your ear. Everywhere we may meet, at my website, on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, in your inbox, here on this podcast, or even in person, I'm always looking for ideas to share with you that will help you achieve your writing goals and have fun by being more curious, creative, and productive. Thank you for listening.